Dina, I'm glad you're here because it's sort of on a fantasy of mine that I called, and that was that the market down on the square would be opening soon, and we've got a whole nother month to go before we have any produce. But will there be any changes this year to the marketplace?
Well, not really. Pretty much still the same. We do have a vendors association now, which is something that the farmers put together, or the vendors, because we don't just have farmers. We have vendors, handcrafters, and people who grow their produce, obviously. But that's one of the changes that we have, that they have a representation at sitting at the desk. But for the most part, it's the same. We'll have all kinds of farmers. We'll have our handcrafted crafters down there. It will start on May the 18th, which is our first Saturday. And it, of course, goes every Saturday through the end of October.
Well, we're all, I think all of those of us who like to dig in the dirt are getting very restless and looking forward to the day. I noticed in the newspaper that you guys recently had the help of Murray State students in cleaning and sprucing out the new acquisition of the library annex building. Tell me more about your plans for that building as an organization.
Well, we purchased the annex, or we call it Higgins House, based on the person who owned it before the library did. But we did have a great group of people. We had over 40 people on Community Impact Day come in and help us out. And what we originally did that day was to pull out all of the trash and take up all of the carpet, bringing up the original wood floors. And our plans, at least right now, are to save the building and bring it back to its original beauty. It was originally a house. We will not make it a house again because it's been in the community. It's been a part of the community as a place to meet, to have events and things like that. And we'll continue that with this house. But it requires a lot of structural work. I believe the estimate for structure alone, this doesn't include the pretty stuff, you know, fixing the floors and all that, but structure is $200,000. So,
what's the history of the house?
Well, the house was originally owned by a gentleman who, I can't remember exactly what happened, but there was a gentleman who built it. Then another gentleman came in, and he was a farmer, and he won it in a poker game for like $3,000, you know.
Great story.
Yeah. And then he lived in it, and his family grew up in it. And of course, the Higgins grew up in it, and Solon Higgins, I think, was the last one. He was the son of the couple that won it in the poker game. But he lived in it forever, and his wife eventually was the one who sold it to the library. Now, before that, she willed some of the back property to the library as a reading garden, and you can see that still today. It's one of those things that cannot be changed. It has to be a reading garden. It has to be green space for the library. So we purchased the front portion of that where the house stands, and we'll hopefully have some money coming forward for that, and we'll get started on the construction.
Describe the inside of the home.
Well, it's had some updates, obviously. It has a new kitchen in it. I guess I shouldn't say new kitchen. It's upgraded.
Sure.
It was upgraded in the 80s. It has a restroom, and it has bedrooms upstairs, one bathroom, actually two bathrooms, but one of them, the door is maybe 2 feet wide. So if you're not skinny, you're not getting in there. And then the first floor has a beautiful living room and a dining room, and then I guess it would be called a parlor, and a beautiful staircase. We have three stained glass windows that are original to the home, and they're in great shape, so we don't have to do much to those. And we're just, you know, we're really looking forward to it. The wood floors, I will say, when we uncovered them, are not in bad condition. They're much better than I thought they would be, and they're a walnut color. So we're really excited about that.
The home dates to when?
1894, I believe. It's pretty old.
What's the Main Street vision for it?
What we want to do is we want to bring it back, obviously, as close to original as we can. We will eventually take the vinyl siding off and have the hardy board, or the wood on the outside of it again. All of the interior rooms will be upgraded, updated with keeping, of course, as original as we can, the floors, We'll have to do some work on the fireplaces because there are some parts that are not original to it. And the first floor would be more of a meeting space for smaller groups. Right now we have large, very large, and we have large, but we don't have a spot for people to meet, have parties, have anniversaries, have weddings or whatever for 50 or less people. And so the first floor would be used for that, a community space for that. And then upstairs we're hoping to have nonprofit organization meeting offices. So it's a very, it's out there. It's not going to be cheap, but hopefully it'll be a gem that everyone enjoys and can have some say in.
Well, Murray Main Street seems to have pretty much carried through everything it started in terms mm-hmm. of having a vision and seeing it through. What's your internal time frame for the vision to come to pass for this project?
I don't know. We're still working on one of the visions that we had about 8 years ago, and that's our building downtown where Muggsy's restaurant is. Our vision with that one started, our journey, I guess I should say, started about 8 years ago, and it's still going. We had that idea to, you know, finish the first floors and then go upstairs and put apartments up there, which is still our vision. It's just going to be one of those 10-year plans.
Sure.
As far as this house, we're probably looking a good 5 to 10 years down the road before this is finished, unless something changes, unless somebody with a great deal of money in their pocket hands it to us and helps us out with it. Because we are a nonprofit. We have to go out and get our own funding, and I'm sure you're aware of that. But it's not cheap. No one said historic preservation was cheap. That's one reason why people will tear things down before they renovate them, because it's very expensive to do. But when you tear down a piece of historic fabric in a town, you're taking away their history. So even though it is costly, there's a reason to do it. So
well, the wisdom is that the money comes back in the mm-hmm. In the future when mm-hmm. Preservation in fact brings visitors mm-hmm. and makes your town look better.
Oh yeah, well, historic preservation is the ultimate recycling event. When you tear a building down, you're taking it to the dump. It takes years and years and years for that to go away. When you recycle a building, you're using what's already there. That's number one. Number two, those buildings were made to last. That building's over, it's 100 years old, over 100 years old, and it's still here. You know, that's something.
That's saying something, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. They were built to last. And, that's key to having those old buildings, to show what Murray was about, what we had here, the history of the people who lived in that house, that they had money. It's really neat to go in there and just say, wow, I can't believe somebody lived in this house 100 years ago or more than 100 years ago. So that's important. That's important to keep that, and to be able to use it for a current day use is always a challenge. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's an old residence or if it's a commercial building downtown. They were built to be used, and sometimes the use that they were built for is not kosher today, but you have to find a new way to use them, and that's what Main Street's about.
So you've got those two projects ongoing, mm-hmm. and I guess all of us are surprised that Easter is so close, but you've got an Easter event coming up as well.
We do next weekend on Saturday, and I think it's going to be kind of chilly outside.
You think?
Unfortunately, we do. We have our tradition of Easter on the square, and this is for children ages 0 to 8. The event takes place at exactly 9:30, and by about 9:32, it will be over. It doesn't take long, but we do have approximately 5,000 Easter eggs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. We're having an Easter stuffing party on Monday night, by the way, if anyone
Volunteers.
Wants to join us.
Where would that be?
It's downtown at the Robert O. Miller Conference Center, where my office is located on the corner of 4th and Maple. We're going to have an Easter egg stuffing party at 5 o'clock Monday evening, I should say. And we'll be stuffing all those with all kinds of little goodies for the kids, age appropriate. And then on Saturday morning, about 7 o'clock in the morning, we'll sprinkle those eggs, or as we put it, hide the eggs which is actually just throwing them on the grass. But this is really for children 0 to 8, and we split them up, and it's really a lot of fun. They have a good time, and the Easter Bunny will be there walking around.
I was going to say, I bet adults get more fun out of it than children do almost.
Yeah, sometimes those adults, they get out there and they, especially for the little ones, because the little bitties, you know, the 0 to 2 year olds, they need a little assistance. They're not really sure what to do. And they'll pick up that Easter egg and or just stare at it, you know. So the parents have to kind of help them along. But and sometimes they get a little excited themselves, you know, because they haven't done it in a while. So we try to police it as best we can. But the Easter Bunny will help them along, and it should be fun. The Easter Bunny will be warm. That's for sure. No one else may be, but Easter Bunny will be warm.
Well, excellent. Listen, I'm so glad you could spare some time for us today. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you if there's anything else on your mind.
Well, there's always something on my mind, obviously. But we're talking about historic preservation and old buildings. And there's one other thing I wanted to mention is this year is the 100th anniversary of our courthouse. Didn't know that, huh? We are going to have a celebration. I know Judge Elkins and Magistrate Johnny Jingles, they're working on this. And we're going to have it on May the 7th. And that is the day that Rainey T. Wells ceremoniously placed the cornerstone of the courthouse. So we're going to have that on May the 7th at 2 o'clock.
Are you going to get old Bob Valentine and his Rainey T. Wells outfit to come do a reenactment?
I'm not sure. We may just have to do that.
Well, excellent.
So that'll be fun, and we're really excited to be able to celebrate 100 years of our courthouse on the court square, and it's something to rejoice about. So
excellent.
Come on down.
Excellent. Thank you. Dina Wright directs the Murray Main Street program, and we thank you again for being here.
Thanks for having me.